When in danger, you have two options, fight or flight. The Survival Fitness Plan focuses on training in the best methods of fight and flight as a form of exercise. Skills covered include self-defense, parkour, swimming, and mountain bike riding, as well as general health and fitness, including body conditioning, nutrition, and meditation. But the real question is, how do you go about training in all these things in the most effective, efficient, and safe way as possible? Well, that's what this channel is all about. And each episode will give you more Survival Fitness Plan training techniques and tips so you can get survival fit in no time. If you want to get the most out of your Survival Fitness Plan training, go ahead and download the free app. It's like having me, Sam Fury, as your personal trainer anytime you want. You can get it for free at www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. See you in there. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. I'm your host, Sam Fury. I just came back from a ride, well, not just, about like an hour ago or something, and I made dinner and now, and I went on like another group ride. And you know what? I think I'm done with group rides. I'm just not that sociable. Like, I don't like having to wait for people and then like having people like, if I'm better than them and I'm behind them, then like, I'm like, oh man, I wish this guy would hurry up. But then also, if I'm in front of someone and they're better than me, which a lot of them are, I'm like, oh, this sucks. And then, so I just don't like the whole, and then they stop and then they talk. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to people, like especially strangers. I like riding with someone because it's a safety concern, especially if I'm doing downhill. Because I'm not that good yet, and even if I was good, I would always like to ride with someone. I just don't like riding with strangers. So I think that's it. And also, it takes up like 3 hours of the day. Like you have to meet, right? Say for example, today I have to meet at 5:45 to kick off at 6. So I have to leave here at 5:30, and that's the closest one. Like there's usually I go somewhere it's further, so you have to leave even earlier, right? And then you need time to get ready also. So then you get there. And then it's a two-hour ride. And then you got to come back. And by the time you come back, it's already 8 something, like just a little bit past 8. So that's like, and you leave at 5:30, it's like 2.5 hours. And then I realized that there's trails on camp. I could just go for a half an hour ride, ride up and come down, and I would get the best workout because I would go uphill to the staff trails, right? And I know them pretty well, so I'm not really worried about stacking. And even if I do, it's like I'm just on camp. I'll take my phone and I'll just call the guy on camp and say, hey, I stacked it on this trail. Come and get me, right? So I'm just going to do that now. And then maybe like on the weekends or on the Friday or whatever, then I'll go out to another trail somewhere in the parks. Yeah. And get back to my roots. So then I'm doing like a bit of everything again, not just mountain bike. That's it. Anyway, that was my revelation for today, is that I don't like group rides. I gave them a good go. I went to about 4 of them and with different groups as well. And yeah, it was fine, but whatever. There you go. The perils of not being a sociable person, being an introvert. Okay, today is the first proper episode of the new season, I guess. Everything will try to catch up. 3 reasons to start your self-defense training today. If you don't already train in self-defense, which I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast, like self-defense is the reason why they came into this, because a lot of my books are about martial arts for self-defense, right? But for those that you aren't, why not? Why aren't you training in self-defense, right? Self-defense for a survival fitness plan is all about the most effective. Like if you get the self-defense handbook, there's not that much in it, right? It's just effective self-defense. So that you can train yourself. Because a lot of it, like most of that stuff, you won't find a martial arts class that will teach you it, because they're teaching a specific martial art. There's bits and pieces from it, sure, because that's how it came across, but you won't find anything that's that specific, right? Okay, so for the first reason is the obvious reason, is so you learn how to defend yourself. So if you're going to fight on the street, whatever, you can protect yourself, right? That's the first reason. And that's the main reason you do it in the Survival Fitness Plan. The second reason is because it'll build confidence. I've talked about this a few times actually, and once you know you can defend yourself, you get more confidence, right? And you just have that air of confidence, and then you're less likely to get attacked, because bad guys just know that you're you're more confident. They know, they can see that you know something, right? And they're like, oh, but not like you just seem more confident. They prey on the weak. So be strong. I don't mean physically strong. It's good to be physically strong too. Practicing self-defense will make you physically strong. That'll bring us to our next point. But like mentally, like just knowing stuff, and you have the confidence, the air of confidence, and you'll be less of a target. The last reason is about being strong, right? You'll be fit, right? You train in self-defense because it's not just in, especially in the survival fitness plan, it's not just training self-defense. You're also training fitness, right? Being fitness is a big part of self-defense because if all else is equal and one person's fitter than the other, they're gonna win, right? Stamina. Also, you have the fitness to run away. Yeah. So there are the three. So you can choose to either go to a martial arts class and learn, which is good, because you got real-time instruction, and real instruction is can't be beat. Like for example, I've been mountain biking for like 3 months properly. Like I know how to ride a bike, but I've been mountain biking for like 2 or 3 months, right? And then the other week I went to like this. It was a free skills instruction for like 2 or 3 hours, right? I learned more in that 3 hours than I have in the last 3 months, just because the guy was like, this is what you should do, this is what you should do. And I was like, wow, right? So it's like live instruction can't be beat. However, if you're learning the wrong thing, like if you're learning Shaolin Kung Fu, right? If you're a master of it, you're sick. But against anyone that's learning self-defense or MMA, you're like, unless you've been training in Shaolin for like 10 years, you're gonna get your ass kicked. And to be fair, if the MMA guy's been training for 10 years as well, you're still gonna get your ass kicked. Even if the MMA guy's been training for like 3 years and you've been training for 10 years in Shaolin, it's a whole different thing, right? Shaolin Kung Fu is Shaolin Kung Fu. MMA is fighting, right? Like they're trained to fight. So, oh, and then not just MMA, just self-defense in general, like Krav Maga or whatever. So you can take a martial arts class. Just make sure you're taking the right thing, right? I've talked about this plenty of times, like the best ones to take. Like Jeet Kune Do, if you can find it, it's pretty rare, but Jeet Kune Do is good. MMA is probably the most popular, widespread, and most effective. Muay Thai kickboxing, Muay Thai especially. Muay Thai is kickboxing. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I guess. Okay, that's it for today. If you want to learn like specific techniques and stuff, check out the self-defense handbook, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/self-defense-handbook. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And I'll see you again, not tomorrow, it's every other day now, in a couple of days. Either the day after tomorrow or the day after that. All right, I'll see you later. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Thanks for tuning in to the Survival Fitness Plan. I hope you found some value in this episode. If you did, please like and share it so more people can discover and learn how to train in the Survival Fitness Plan. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to the channel so you can be notified as soon as the latest episodes are released. Finally, remember to download the free Survival Fitness Plan app. You can get it for free at www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. See you next time.